Boy, oh boy, oh boy. As if the weather just wouldn't stop over here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Welcome to Nightly Connections. It's been forever since I recorded an episode, but I've also been dealing with a couple of health issues. So, let's begin.
And you don't have time to dry off.
Oh, goodness. Kids were outside in the pool, and so now, stop that, they are sobbing wet. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, no.
It may get louder shortly, but that's what this is about, right? So, as of last Friday, Tulsa's stay-at-home order has been semi-lifted, meaning that we are able to go places. Restaurants are starting to open back up, and all around the city is starting to get back to normal, which is absolutely great. Girls got their schooling done this morning. Well, some of them just found out today that they are 2 weeks behind. But that's no biggie. We'll get caught back up and get back on track, especially with only a week left of school. This morning is actually really, really hard. Teaching is rough. And they deal with so much on a daily basis, and I commend them for it. Wholeheartedly commend them for it. I don't know if you guys can hear that outside, but it is. We got a little bit of rumbling outside. We are currently under tornado watch, so I'm going to continue to monitor that situation. But guys, I can say this: we survived. We survived the quarantine. That is amazing for me to say, because it does my heart really, really well to see that the city is now living and breathing again. Some things are still going to be closed off, at least until phase two and phase three. They're expecting a second wave of the coronavirus coming later on this year. We're going to see how that goes. But as of right now, Oklahoma has some of the lowest numbers in the country, which is absolutely great. But that was a recent report that came out that we failed in social distancing. I mean, we're Oklahoma. That was to be expected. I can guarantee you some of these bigger places like New York or Washington, D.C., or even New Orleans, for that matter, are failing at social distancing as well. New Orleans, I could tell you, is failing at social distancing because they are not following social distancing guidelines, which leads to an extension of their stay-at-home order until May 15th. I'm hoping that that city can get back to normal. I'm praying that city can get back to normal as soon as possible because it is needed. Because that is a tourist hotspot, and that's part of the reason why it became a hotspot for a while. But again, in my opinion, they're chucking up numbers to coronavirus for everything and anything. I'm sitting up here on the computer today reading the ongoing list of symptoms that they're trying to conduct with the coronavirus: diarrhea, headache, sore throat. Most of them are symptoms of the flu. But then you get into, pink eye could be associated with coronavirus. I'm like, what? That makes absolutely no scientific sense whatsoever. But then again, I'm just a novice when it comes to this type of thing. That's the reason why I rely on my own research and some of the top experts in the country. Andrew Fauci is one of the top disease experts in the country. So I trust his say-so over most of these people out here. Now, granted, they are respected in their positions, and I totally respect their opinions, but Andrew Fauci is respected. Fauci. I'm pronouncing his name wrong. It's Andrew Fauci. I totally agree with, totally respect his opinions on medical science. But I started this podcast, probably is going to be in lieu of the YouTube channel that I'm doing. I'm probably going to end up downloading the podcast and switching it over to YouTube as well. If anybody wants to see pictures during this quarantine, just follow Night Photography on Facebook and Instagram, and pictures will be there. But in light of this entire situation, we made it through. It's almost the summer. And again, according to my own research and my own opinions, this thing behaves like the flu. It's not going to survive in the summer. It's not going to thrive in the summer. Little vitamin D, little heat, little humidity from the south, we could be good to go. But I will leave you guys with this, because I got to get back in here to kids. They're going to get rambunctious, and I can't let them get rambunctious around the computer. That's the reason why I have a wireless headset. That way I can talk and it gets quiet for you.
Hey, Dad, you need to come clean up your mess, okay? We YouTube.
What mess?
I'm actually using it.
What?
My computer.
What?
I'm using my computer. You never saw the timer?
Using what?
I'm using my computer. I'm actually recording on my computer right now.
Oh, I was just saying you need to clean up your mess.
There's not really a mess. Calm down. But as I stated, I will leave you guys with this. Whatever you're going through, despite this lockup, remember that.
Give your mom a call and she'll make everything okay.
That too. I guess I'm going to leave it on that note. Again, this is Nightly Connections, and that wonderful quote just came from my beautiful wife. As for me and mine, we wish you all a good night and a very, very happy summer. I will see you guys next time.